This has certainly been a week of weeping and mourning and anguish for our children. Very difficult week in the wake of the shooting down in Texas. And it's a good reminder with this gospel about these poles between which we live our lives as Christians, between this grief and anguish and the hope and rejoicing that the Lord promises for us who place our trust and our faith in Him. It's a reminder too, I think, of the way we go about our daily lives and our ministry as Christians. Sometimes we put our priorities or our passions in the things that are not really the priorities and the passions that the Lord has in His heart for His church and His people and those who minister in His name. Even from the perspective of a professional church person, sometimes our pastoral ministry can sometimes be a little bit too much about what sometimes people have called the ABCs of ministry: attendance, buildings, and cash. All the things that seem to occupy our minds and can become subtle temptations as to how we measure the success or the fruitfulness or the faithfulness of our ministries. And throughout His ministry and now in the teaching that Jesus is leaving with the disciples, one of maybe the most genuine and Christ-like measure for our ministry is not quantified in attendance and buildings and cash, but the faithfulness of our ministry will always be witnessed in the way that we care for our children. The way that the church cares for its children is always the best, the most important litmus test of how Christ-like we are truly becoming, how we raise and pass the faith on, how we care for our children and for the poor, the disadvantaged, how we care and be the body of Christ for these is always the sign of our true fidelity to Christ. It's not about even at times doctrine and titles, as we hear in our first reading, the things that we sometimes argue about. We know that the mistreatment of children in the church and in the world happens to both Orthodox and heretics alike, whether at the bottom or the top of the titles of the church. These are never the ultimate test of our love and faithfulness to Christ, but the way that He's taught us to recognize the child in our midst, to have a childlike faith, to pass that along, to protect it with our whole selves. There's a quote from a great French Catholic author, George Bernanos, and it's always stuck with me. He says that the world will be judged by children. The world will be judged by children, and how true I think that is in keeping with what Jesus taught His apostles about that children who will gain access to the kingdom of God. And so as we go through our lives, what we ought to be judging ourselves, our ministries, our success, not by the attendance, buildings, or cash, but how well we are truly caring and loving our children, because each and every one of us are indeed adopted and reborn children of God.